Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is War Dogs. Well, based on a true story, best friends get in way over their heads when they decide to compete for a government contract to arm America's allies, and they actually win. Now they just have to figure out a way to stay alive and ahead of the really bad guys.
My name is David Packhouse. I'm 22 years old, and I'm an international arms dealer.
And now, here I was with my best friend from junior high.
I think you should come work for me.
I'm against this war.
This isn't about being pro-war. This is about being pro-money.
Now, you know, I'm usually a huge fan of true stories and what real people did or said or conjured up to overcome enormous obstacles and life's greatest challenges, beating the odds and becoming something great when the whole world thought it couldn't be done. But not so much when the true story involves deceit, corruption, greed, treachery, some exploitation, or worst of all, just plain stupidity. And when it's hard to tell the bad guys from the good guys, I'm kinda out. Not to mention I get plenty of all of that every day in real life, but what really pushed me over the edge for this one, these guys are supposedly 20-something. Newsflash, Jonah Hill is 30-something. So I didn't buy it, get it, or even want it for one second. Sure, maybe it's okay for the characters to lie to each other, but lying to the audience, completely unacceptable. Okay, maybe I'm being a bit sensitive, so if you can tolerate the farce, then maybe this is for you. And now to a completely different kind of movie, it's hell or high water. Things are pretty tough. If the bank isn't given the money, they're demanding two brothers will lose everything. So the brothers decide to take the money from the bank, which might cost them their lives.
Now they can foreclose on Friday.
So come hell or high water, get the money to the bank on Thursday.
And then you are free and clear.
Little brother,
go get that money.
Everybody get on the ground!
You hear about these bank robberies?
These boys know exactly what they're doing.
He's never been arrested. He don't fit the bill, Marcus.
So now, if you looked up Jeff Bridges in the dictionary, you would have to say a dedicated, washed-up old Hicktown sheriff with one good fight left in him, because he totally nailed this. He was great. And if you looked up Chris Pine, of course it would say total cutie, even if he did look like he and Ben Foster had never ever once taken a shower, making this whole entire movie ever. So this is grimy and gritty, told in a totally believable way. No fancy special effects, no deep, suspenseful whodunit, and certainly no animation. Just two back-home boys taking care of business and taking it to the man. Never mind the felonies and sometimes questionable character. So if you're up for seeing Captain Kirk in a whole new way, this could be for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Hell or High Water is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.